Americans vote for their next president on November 6th, but the real presidential election takes place on December 17, and only 538 people are involved. This small group is called the Electoral College. When the U.S. Constitution was forged in 1787, no European nation had its citizens directly elect their head of state. Lacking such a template, the Constitution's writers devised a two-step system by which people would cast ballots, but their votes would be conveyed to a small group, the Electoral College, which, meeting state by state about a month after the popular vote, actually selects the president. The number of each state's electors is explained by American University professor Curtis Gans.
Those electors are the in number the congressional delegation in each state, two for the Senate and however many representatives, and they are elected by winner-take-all vote in the states.
Except for two states, Nebraska and Maine, which assign electors proportionately according to the popular vote in each congressional district. There are also three additional electors representing the District of Columbia for a total of 538. A simple majority of 270 produces a president, but if no candidate comes up with that, the Constitution provides for the House of Representatives to select the next president. But that has not happened in more than 200 years. And while most presidential elections have one candidate winning both a majority of the popular vote and the Electoral College, an exception took place in 2000. Democrat Al Gore won the national popular vote by more than 500,000 ballots and had clear control of 266 Electoral College votes. But his challenger, Republican George W. Bush, led by a tiny fraction in the state of Florida. Gore demanded a partial recount, which Bush challenged all the way to the Supreme Court. More than a month after the election, the court sided with Bush, effectively awarding him Florida's 25 electoral votes and the White House. Both parties are so entrenched in gaming the current Electoral College system that George Mason University professor Dennis Johnson says he doesn't expect any change.
The parties are kind of looking over the strategy and looking over the map and saying, you know, for us, no, let's keep it the way it is, winner take all.
And he says the Democratic Party's domination of the nation's cities means the Republicans, who are stronger in much less populated rural areas, aren't inclined to support a change to election by direct vote. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.